Hey, what's up, everybody? I hope you can hear the music okay, and I hope you can hear my voice okay. For some reason, my Samsung TV is no longer online with Samsung. I have a Galaxy phone, too, so I can connect the two and put what's on my phone on the TV and cool stuff like that. So I'm going to have to figure that out at some point, I'm not looking forward to. But right now, I wanted y'all to hear just a great tune. I've played it many times before, but this is a live version, and she nails it. So I hope y'all can hear the music, and it's not just silence. Thinking disillusionment. Thinking loyalty. Thinking consequence. Thank you, silence. Thank you. that was Alanis Morissette live. And of course, it wouldn't be a Josh Hart podcast if I forgot what song that I was going to play next. But I'm doing everything on my YouTube app on the TV because unfortunately my Samsung TV just went offline at some point. I had it working, I think, last night. So I'm going to have to, I think it's just a Bluetooth thing on the TV side. But it's really cool. If you have all Samsung products, you can hook them all up. I even got into the app the other day and you could like turn on your washer and dryer with the app, which is pretty crazy. But I'm going to go through, I'm going to search YouTube for a good song. That's what I'm going to. Oh, I know what it was. Of course. A friend and me, we were just talking about, Claire Danes. And, one of my favorite movies of all time is the adaptation of Romeo and Juliet in 1995. Just an excellent movie. I wanted a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, just like she had in her room. This thing needs to cooperate with me. There it is. I'm kissing you, thankfully. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to play the I'm going to play the video first, and then I'm going to play the scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Thank you.
Alright, folks, of course, I just let the music keep going, and it's a great song by Mrs. Morissette. So, we're going to switch things up a little bit, and I'm going to play a little country, but it's popular country, but this song happens to be excellent, if I could ever spell it, geez, or clear the last search. There it is.
So doors have opened. You'll understand what I've got me. Those flower stains. Take a ride across the badlands. Feel that freedom on your face.
I don't know who this is, but it's not a very good song, unfortunately. Not a very good song. Darn the luck. Jeez, we just haven't been having much luck with that. Just letting the recommendations play, man. Sometimes just turns into bad news. On the plains of Oklahoma. That's a great tune, though. We're going to play a little bit more country. This country is on my playlist, though. So it's going to take some scrolling down, and then you have to stop and look to see where you are. Nope, they're not there yet. And now I'm going through a whole bunch of stuff. Nope, not there yet. Great songs. Still not there. Yeah. Maybe I could do a search in my playlist. I think this was the song.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break 'em. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. Can't meet 'em. Hell, we can all go.
tune. I'm going to cut it off there. I've been looking through my playlist, and I'm just wondering if I should go. Oh, I found the Luke Bryan song that was on my list. Okay.
Country ride, hip hop, man.
way a little T-Pain. I'm gonna be honest, that's about all of Luke Bryan I can take for one day. I downloaded like 4 or 5. I knew I did. Wow, that's like 7 or 8. Wow. Dang. I remember when I did it, I was sitting at the cigar store. I don't want to just like go right into something crazy. I bet got like 40. Luke Bryan. I must have done him a favor at some point. So I'm just gonna turn it off. And we'll see. I'm just gonna play a song that I was gonna play, and I hope you enjoy it once I get to it. There it is. Time for me to control the music again. I'm texting with my neighbor Edward. We're getting to be really good friends. He's got a cool ass job. He is an engineer, so he supervises all these jobs, and he just showed me sent me some pictures of some great views. I'm just telling him that I've just been making podcasts all day. Appreciate y'all's patience. I don't know how much time we have left. Let me look and see. We're just about halfway through this bad boy. Beautiful pictures. All right, let me get back to the music app. And appreciate y'all hanging with me this afternoon. I wish there was a way that we could talk back to each other and interact. But I know we'd be having some good conversations. So many good choices. I don't even know where to begin. We're actually going to go with a little big head Todd in the Monsters. I just saw a video of him. Big head. Very good, Josh. Very good spelling, buddy. there's just one song that I want to hear by them. Let's see. It's not Broken, Broken Hearted Savior, even though that's a great song. It's not. I think it may be Bittersweet.
we don't talk about it. We don't tell each other all the little things that we need. We work our way around each other. There's a trembling rain.
Big Todd and the Monsters kind of breaking ranks there, just with not a very good tune. Unfortunately, I'm going to look and see how much time we have left. Yep, we have about 14 minutes left, so that should be enough time for us to hear two songs. Two songs is all she wrote. Oh, we could do that. Okay. I'm gonna play y'all some Spin Doctors. Then this album came out my senior year of high school, and I'm not gonna play this song that everybody knows. Was it that guy who had a breakout in the lead singer of the Spin Doctors? They were in the van that this YouTube channel that I follow called Concerts in the Van. I'll have to play that for you at some point. But this guy, look, the lead singer looks like that dude on what Something About Mary, who breaks out and stuff. Chris Elliott, that guy's hilarious. But let me get you to the song that I was gonna play. There it is. How about that?
Thank you.
to stop the Spin Doctors and Sesame Street. I'm a big fan of Sesame Street, was when I was a kid. And certainly my kids watched a lot of Sesame Street. They also watched a lot of Daniel Tiger. There's some really important lessons in Daniel Tiger. 53 minutes into this podcast, and so that is time to play one more song. This is my favorite Alice in Chains song, and I just found it maybe about 5 or 6 weeks ago. just got about 15 seconds left. Peace to y'all, and it's Friday afternoon. I hope everybody's enjoying the sunshine.